Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
So it's a Froggy Brody phone tap.
Yes.
Together.
Tag team.
What's it all about, Froggy?
Well, Elvis, Dale, his girlfriend, wanted to phone tap him because he bought tickets for Thursday night's NBA playoff game in Milwaukee when the Bucks are playing the Raptors. He tried to print his tickets. He couldn't print them. Well, why? Well, because his girlfriend already printed them. He doesn't know that. Somebody else printed them. So he calls the ticket company. I'm the guy of the ticket company, and Brody is my manager, and we screw with him.
Oh, here we go. All right. Another opportunity to make someone mad.
Right.
That's what it's all about, the phone tap. All right, here we go. Froggy and Brody.
Hello?
Hi, Dale. This is Jim from Butson. I'm returning your call. I saw that you tried to give us a call.
Yeah, I bought tickets, and I had trouble printing them up. You know, my credit card, I got the receipt, and I need some help.
And just for security purposes, what's the last four digits of your account number here? Okay. You made a purchase at the exact same time that another person has made the same purchase. And
okay.
It really comes down to whoever prints the tickets first. Is a way of activating the tickets. So somebody else was able to print the tickets for the ones that you printed, so therefore those seats are theirs. That's why your link is no longer valid. The good news
is that... Why are you the only business on earth that is so low that you do this kind of bull?
I mean, sometimes it takes 6 to 8 months before you'll get your money back off your credit card.
No. I mean, I maxed out my card to buy those tickets. I'm going to go somewhere else where they have their together so I can get to this friggin' game. You know, this is BS.
Not for nothing. If your card's maxed out, I don't know how you're going to buy tickets somewhere else.
I'm going to find them because you guys have screwed me over.
I'm looking through my system now to see if I have any other seats.
6 to 8 months. You know, banks or some other businesses, they give you a refund. It takes them 4 days, which is bullshit to begin with. And now you're saying 8 months? What are you freaking doing with that money, huh? I mean, how many other people do you screw over? This is a bunch of horseshit.
All right, hey, look. I'm not recording the call anymore. This is off the record.
Yeah.
I have a pair of tickets to the game that are my own that I'd be willing to part with. But we're not supposed to do that here at the company. So this is something that we would have to do, off the phone.
Okay, so what are we talking?
$1,000 a seat. You want to be sitting in these seats. $1,000 a seat.
Are you freaking out of your mind? What's the deal? You're running a scam here? I want to speak to a supervisor. I want this bullshit to be made right.
Hold on a sec. I've got my supervisor here. Hold on a second.
Hey, excellent.
Bought the seats and somebody else bought the seats.
Right. Anyway. One of those guys. Okay. All right. I'll talk to him.
Yeah, Dale.
Hello, Dale.
Yeah. Dale who prints like a snail.
Oh, okay. That's funny. Hello, Dale.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Charlie.
Charlie.
Did Jim offer you a solution?
You guys offered me a solution, which is not a solution. It's complete horse. He said that he had 2 tickets for $1,000 a piece, and he did this after he turned off the recording.
Okay. Let me get this straight. He offered you 2 tickets for $2,000.
Right.
Oh, man, that's bullshit.
Yes, it is bullshit.
Here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give you 2 better tickets than Jim was, and I'm only going to charge you $1,400.
Hey, man, what the are you doing?
I'm giving him a better deal. Listen, mind your business. Jim, I got this.
Unbelievable. Are you out of your mind? You're not going to write the dude up? This is illegal. You're being illegal. I'm coming down. I'm calling my lawyer right now. And
Whoa, Dale, listen.
Find out how many other people you had screwing over?
Dale, listen.
Be a man. Be responsible. You try to rip me off, you're going to pay.
Okay, a real man prints his tickets right away. That's all I'm saying.
A man stands by his word.
Okay, my word is $1,400 for 2 tickets. I think that's fair.
And you can my you little puny piece of
Hey, Dale?
Yeah.
This is Froggy and Brody from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, and you've been phone tapped. Your girlfriend put us up to this.
Hi, baby.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.